Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I really enjoyed having him in studio a few months with us. And I look forward to having him back in studio. But for the next 30 minutes, he joins us via telephone. He, of course, is the editor of naturalnews.com. We post a lot of their great reports at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to get in the short segment into a swine flu pandemic outbreak sweeping through Britain, even though 70% were vaccinated last year. You have the Canadian studies and government studies in Europe showing that it lowers your immunity by about 50% when you take the H1N1 shot to the regular seasonal flu. Now you don't have a choice. They're combining both. And so I wanted to talk just briefly with Mike Adams about that. Then we're going to come back with the big story here, Homeland Security. And U.S. Treasury are involved with the food safety bill invoking Codex, that's UN takeover, harmonization and grants, FDA authority to police food safety of foreign nations. Kind of like we just discovered that the Drug Enforcement Agency is running around as a global spy agency, non-drug related. This is a global corporate government with a U.S. taxpayer fitting the bill. So that's coming up in the next segment. But let's look at flu season first. Obviously, record low numbers of people took it here last year because of your work and others exposing it as dangerous, which has now been proven by the British Medical Journal, the EU Medical Board, and others. Mike, now they're back fear-mongering. Tell us about that.
Well, they are. They are fear-mongering, as usual, Alex. You're right on target. Even though about 70% of the over 65 population was vaccinated last year in the U.K., They're already saying that there's a new pandemic sweeping through the country. Several hundred people are in hospitals now suffering from swine flu. But there's a number that they never tell you. They never say how many of those sick people were vaccinated either this year or last year, because there's something that I call the reinfection rate. And it's a very high number. We don't know how high it is because they won't release the number. They won't do the studies on this. But people who are vaccinated have a weakened immune system when they face future exposure to infectious disease. So I'm sure your listeners are on board with this. They're well informed. They already know this. But the mainstream conventional medical community denies this. They try to imply that if you're vaccinated, it's 100%. You know, you take the shot, you won't get sick. Well, that's a fraud. In fact, it's marketing fraud. If the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, actually enforce, you know, false marketing regulations against the drug companies, they would go after them for making those claims because vaccines don't work 100%. In fact, if you look at the science, and I have, and I've written about it, and you have too, they're about 1% effective if you believe the drug company's own studies. So for every 100 people who are vaccinated, you're going to reduce flu symptoms in about one person.
But that's on the benefit end. When you look at the negative effects, as you know, but for those that don't, every major study out there shows vaccines lower overall immunity, including to the things that they're supposedly protecting you from. And the anecdotal on the street is it's common knowledge that I took the flu shot and got the flu. I mean, it's common sense.
Well, exactly. There are dangerous chemicals in these vaccines. There are chemical adjuvants, which are designed to cause an inflammation response of the immune system, but it also causes inflammation of the nervous system. So it's linked to all kinds of nervous system problems. And now here's the big untold story about vaccines is the miscarriages. Women who are getting vaccinated when they have a child.
And that's in the Australian news. Stay there. I want you to recap that, get into the miscarriages. The Australian government's been admitting it. They're trying to cover it up here. The British government admits a tenfold increase in seizures in children taking it, and they suspended it. Then the government and the media and these pharmacies put out fact sheets they print up saying no danger. But then if you ask for the actual insert, it says this stuff can kill you. We'll be right back with Mike Adams. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we see the headlines, but they don't get the attention. London Guardian comes out. British government admits tenfold increase in seizures of children that took the H1N1 shot. They admit it's causing, with the adjuvants, an autoimmune response, brain swelling. Big studies linking it to pancreas failure. It's more than just the corn syrup making the pancreas go out. It's causing autoimmune problems. And in key organs like the brain, the pancreas, the liver, it's bad news. But now it's actually being admitted in Australia, the massive miscarriages. If you go back just 2 years ago, they always said, don't give flu shots to women. Now they say, who are pregnant. Now it's, oh, more important if you're pregnant. They're just practicing murdering people out in the open. Mike Adams, the editor of National News, the health ranger, is going to be joining us to talk about that. But the main issue is this food safety bill. It's the opposite of a food safety bill, and it ties into the UN. We're going to get where that bill's at, what's happening with it, with Mike Adams. Then we've got two-time Super Bowl winner, five-time Pro Bowler, I forget, Mark Stepnoski coming on with a big 9/11 truth announcement, along with an engineer who was on Geraldo Rivera and convinced Geraldo that 9/11 could be an inside job. Also, Judge Andrew Napolitano is now saying he doesn't buy the official story. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. But we'll go back to Mike Adams here in just a moment. Before I go any further here today, I want to thank eFoodsDirect.com, high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid food. It's made fresh every week.
It's all from here in America except for the bananas. Obviously, you can't really grow those here. And if you don't own a farm, you need to have storable food. But it's the old-fashioned farmers that have storable food on top of it. Look in New York. Women begging for help in department stores for 9 hours, having a baby on the floor. The police don't come because of the snow. I mean, government can't and won't help you. Going into this, you need to have storable food. The place to get it's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. This is where I got my food. I bought it other places, and it was horrible. There might be other good people out there. I haven't found them. This is the place, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. And finally, by the way, the guy we got on with us gave him the 2009 Best Superfood Award, and he's not funded or sponsored by him. I am. They're patriots. They're friends with good old George Humphrey here in Austin, though they're out in Colorado. Wonderful people, Interfood, a whole line of superfoods, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com, Interfood.com. 866-762-9238. Give them a call. They've got Alex Jones specials and combos. Just ask about it or look for it when you're on the site or click on their banners on Infowars.com. Again, interfood.com or 866-762-9238. A whole line of just amazing superfoods. Well, it's not just vitamins that pass through you. You absorb a lot more of it because it's concentrated superfoods, interfood.com. And lastly, don't forget that we run this every year now. This is our seventh year doing it. We run this every year where you can get 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv in the month of December into the new year. And that special's about to end, and your $5.95 a month, if it's a monthly membership, funds our operation. Plus, you get the live video streaming of the radio show, not just the radio, the archives, a higher-quality audio podcast, my book that's out of print, Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, The New World Order Out of Print. We're flying all over the country interviewing everybody, Mike Adams, you name it, in person, putting it at prisonplanet.tv, two or three new videos a week. And we've got just literally 50, 60, 70 more. I'm even going back to stuff I never put out. It's all going to prisonplanet.tv. An armory of resistance, any subject you want, download it, burn it to disk, give it to who you know, share your passcode with friends, prisonplanet.tv. And the where you can get 5 months free right now. That special's about to end. And we have the online video bookstore as well for hard copies of everything at Infowars.com. Okay, I'm going to try to shut up now. Just fill in the gas tank there of our B-2 bomber attacking the New World Order. We need the funds. Going back to Mike Adams, one of the leading alternative health experts out there, very respected. Recapping what you were covering with the 2010 flu hoax, maybe we should briefly look at the 2009 and then that miscarriage information. We're trying to save some lives here. Then we'll shift gears into the UN angle of the food enslavement bill.
Sure. Well, you got to realize that the drug companies, the vaccine manufacturers, they have to fabricate an emergency every year in order to try to get people to take these shots. And so this year, that has failed for the most part. People were not getting vaccinated. People learned their lesson from last year, you know, the big swine flu hoax crashed and burned. And also, people who didn't take the shot, who instead took vitamin B and who took superfoods like your sponsor, Interfood, and other good foods out there, and who took care of their health, they were fine. They didn't get sick. And a lot of them woke up and they realized, we don't need the vaccines. We're going to be healthier without it. So now, because their propaganda is failing, they have to push it. And that's what they're doing now in the UK. They're pushing it. There are a couple hundred people in the hospitals who are suffering from swine flu, and they're saying everybody needs to get vaccinated. Now they're saying we're going to revisit the vaccinations for children under 5 years old because they pulled those vaccines previously for children under five in their National Health Service because of the potential risk. But now they're saying, well, because of this pandemic breaking out, we got to vaccinate all those kids. And in the U.S., as you hinted, they're now saying we got to vaccinate pregnant women, too, so that their children can be, quote, protected. And by the way, I also saw an article recently saying that they're promoting chemotherapy for pregnant women, saying it's safe to have chemo even when you have a child inside you. This is medical insanity. I mean, how many?
Well, they're setting the precedent. They're setting the precedent to get away with mass murder, and they know what they're doing. They're turning health purely into a death camp, a eugenics camp, as Ted Turner and Bill Gates have admitted. I mean, this—they mean business. And for those that don't know, I remember just a few years ago, it always said in the inserts, and I've had medical doctors on that have pointed this out, that you never give a pregnant woman a vaccine because they know it causes autoimmune inflammation, not just in the brain, but in the fetus, and triggers massive increases in miscarriages. This time they said women who have babies in their uterus, you're the one that really needs this. I mean, what an outrageous thing they did. And I've seen it. The only country to be admitting it is Australia, where they're admitting this is causing the death of babies.
Well, what's astonishing in all this, if you look across the government bureaucracy, and, you know, you had Rand Paul on a couple of weeks ago talking about how these bureaucrats create laws themselves, essentially, by creating regulations. They're unelected, but they create regulations, like the FDA and the TSA and the DEA and so on. These government bodies, they just blatantly lie. They don't even care about telling the truth. They don't even care if they're caught in a lie. They just keep lying because most people keep buying it. So they throw out the evidence of harm for vaccines. You know, the TSA tried to dismiss any of these complaints about, you know, people reaching down their pants and so on. They said, oh, it's for your own good. I mean, you've been all over that issue, so you know what I'm talking about. But every agency now is just running rampant across our freedoms and across the Constitution. And now with the food safety bill, which I know we're going to talk about here, our food is at risk. They want to control our food. They want to reach into our refrigerators the same way the TSA has been reaching down our pants. That's what's happened. That's what's coming our way now in 2011.
Incredible. Let's get into the Homeland Security tie-in. It was admitted, even in the Wall Street Journal, a record $12 million given in the month of November to get the House to pass the draconian takeover. The $12 million was given completely by mega agribusiness to shut down their competitions. Let's go over it.
All right, well, let's set the frame here for your listeners. The bill proponents said that this is all about food safety. We're going to save 5,000 lives a year. You know, the FDA is a good agency. It's going to protect your food and protect your children and so on. Well, what they didn't tell you is, for example, did you know that E. coli, according to the CDC itself, only kills about 82 Americans a year through food transmission? 82 people. More people are killed by lightning in America than are killed by E. coli. And yet, they made this into a big scare story. And that's a CDC statistic, by the way. You can see it right on the government website. And then they hid things in the bill, things that are just now starting to come out. I've been reading this bill, Alex, going through it with a fine-tooth comb, because you know how crazy these bills can get where you have to reference this section and delete that phrase from that paragraph. They're really hard to read. But if you get to this and you actually read it, it turns out that this bill says that the FDA has to put forth, quote, recommendations on whether and how to harmonize requirements under Codex Alimentarius.
It's right there, the open world government standardization. This is, well, I mean, when you see the food safety bill, it's what's in Codex Alimentarius. It's global standardization. Now they're not even denying that. They're openly trying to bring us under this world government to shut down local farms and ranches because people are discovering that we're being poisoned intentionally through the GMO. People are getting the Rockefeller Foundation documents about vaccines having sterilants added. It's all coming out. And as the UN said in the 1996 Food Summit in Beijing, China, they would use food as a weapon. They are using it as a weapon. So it is our duty to start eating non-GMO. It's our duty to start gardens. It's our duty, even if they pass this, to literally rebel. And they're setting up the SWAT teams, everything. They're SWAT teaming the Amish to grow those tomatoes and then let them try to arrest you and further discredit these hordes of demons they've recruited.
Yeah, exactly. It's the most patriotic thing that you could do, perhaps, right now, is to grow your own food and sell it at a local farmer's market. Sell it to your neighbors. Sell it to your community members. You know, grow some honest tomatoes and just sell them. And this is what the government precisely doesn't want you to do. And that's why they've created all of this dark globalist language in this bill. Let me give you some other examples.
Well, stay there. We're going to come back and hit this. We've got to go to break. But think about it. Ladies and gentlemen, in the 1930s, Stalin couldn't crush the poor farmers. He wanted to collectivize them, like Mao later did and killed 60-plus million people. So he said, you can't grow your own gardens anymore and starved 30-plus million people to death. I mean, they're not playing games. These are hardcore criminals. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World Whey. WHEY.com.
All right, going back to Mike Adams. Only got about 5 minutes left with him right now. Mike, continuing, I mean, you've got quoted in your article, it's up at naturalnews.com, it's up at InfoWars and Prison Planet, people want to read it. Food safety bill invokes codex harmonization and grants FDA authority to police food safety for foreign nations. I mean, this is the global government right here, and they mention it's codex alimentarius. Tell folks what Section 308 really means.
Okay, well, first of all, for those who are skeptical, and, you know, I encourage people to be critical thinkers, and they want to see this for themselves. If you go to the Thomas government search engine where you can search bills, you put in H.R. 2751 because that's what this was passed under. And you bring up this PDF file, go to page 195. You'll see this language for yourself. And you'll also see section 308. It's called the Foreign Offices of the Food and Drug Administration. Yes, we're not kidding. The FDA is going to set up enforcement offices in other nations, other countries. And they're going to dictate to these countries how they should run their food safety systems so that when they export food to the United States, it adheres to, quote, FDA standards, which, by the way, means that all your food should be dead, pasteurized, fumigated, or otherwise killed or nutritively destroyed. To the FDA, the only safe food is dead food.
Well, and they openly tell local farmers, get big or get out. We know they forced the Iraqis to only take Monsanto GMO crops. I mean, this is a strategic military takeover.
Well, yeah, and additional evidence came out in the WikiLeaks cables, which shows that Spain was involved with the U.S. ambassador to France and the GMO companies pushing GMOs into Europe, and they were creating a, quote, retaliatory target list of who to go after if they resisted GMOs. I mean, this is all in the cable. So we know there is a GMO global conspiracy, and it's not a theory. It's a real conspiracy that's happening right now. And now with this food safety bill, we know that the FDA is going to try to run the food safety programs of other nations and try to harmonize America with Codex. This is coming. You know, we've been talking about this for how many years, Alex? And it's coming now. It is now about to be signed by Obama and become law and be enforced.
Absolutely. Continue. This is important what you're talking about.
All right, well, it also involves the Department of Homeland Security. This language is right in the bill. It says that in developing this plan, the FDA is going to consult with these different departments, which they call stakeholders. The stakeholders in the food safety bill include the Department of Homeland Security and, get this, the U.S. Treasury. What is the Treasury doing in my kitchen? Why does it have its hands in the food supply issues? Well, you already know the answer, and I think your listeners probably do too. But the people voting on this bill, you know, the naive senators and members of the House who voted for this, they probably don't get it, or most of them don't. That this is all tied in with centralizing control. Control over security, control over the money supply, control over the food supply, and control over your health or actually your sick care. So once they've got the control, then you don't have options. You don't have an option to go grow your own medicine in your backyard because you can grow medicine. You know, natural herbal medicine and superfoods, you can grow them in your backyard. They don't want you to do that because that way you are a slave to the medical system where you have to go pay money for prescriptions and you have to keep paying month after month, year after year until you one day die bankrupt as another victim of Big Pharma. They have these systems of control. The grasp is getting worse, and thank goodness that there are still freedom fighters out there like you, Alex, like the health freedom organizations out there who are trying to stand up, who are doing a good job, actually, of standing up and bringing attention to this issue and helping us lead the fight to resist tyranny and restore the freedoms that we are supposed to be guaranteed under the United States Constitution.
Mike, I couldn't say it any more focused or succinctly than that, and you know, in closing, I just over the years see the mainstream media make fun of us about Codex Alimentarius when all we're doing is covering what the private corporations and the UN and the World Trade Organization are announcing. And then now here it is in the bill and there's no discussion of it. Thank God you found it in there. It's always changing.
Well, that's what you say. They're hiding it in plain sight. You know, I hear you use that phrase quite a bit. You're exactly right. They hide it in plain sight. They put it right in there. It's a government record. That's a certified government document. If you open up that PDF, it's a certified government document. The language is right in there. Use the search function yourself. You can see it. You can read it. And you can bet the FDA is going to act on it. They're going to push this agenda. It's now about to become law. This is happening today.
Amazing. Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. He also authorizes us to post the wonderful material from that at InfoWars.com. We love the great work he's doing. Mike, I look forward to having you back in studio soon.
Thank you, Alex. Always great to join you. Take care.
Great having you on. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Well, we had him on a few weeks ago, and he's back via popular demand, but unfortunately we've only got a half hour with him, but I look forward to having him up for a full hour in the near future, perhaps to even take more of your phone calls. He's Porter Stansberry. He's got a long bio, but he's made a lot of incredible predictions that Barron's has called and others have called a dire prophecy. Even the Wall Street Journal has written articles. We've got those linked up on Infowars.com. Amazed by how accurate his predictions are. And I want to give you the website, and it's linked in banners up on Infowars.com, where you can watch a free video presentation that Porter put together. But I wanted to have him back on to really quantify this for people, so that folks understand what dollar devaluation and the depegging of the dollar, the world reserve currency, really means. I mean, people hear Glenn Beck talk about it. They hear people discuss it. They laughed at us a decade ago when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, and we warned people what was going to happen with economists. I mean, this is really common sense, as Porter has said, but the media has tried to deny common sense. Now they're having to admit it, but they're still not telling people how serious this is going to be. Porter, from your deep research of this and the video, endofamerica3.com, that's one word, endofamerica3.com, to watch that free presentation. It's so valuable. It's got a lot of solutions as well. I mean, quantify what this means for people.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me back on. And one of the things I'm trying to do is just raise some awareness about the magnitude of this problem, because I think people have heard heard this a couple times over the years. Remember back in the early 90s, the government shut down for a couple weeks, and there were some issues about, oh, our debt's getting out of control. People were aware of the problem. But then it kind of goes on the back burner again, and now it's back on the forefront because the deficits are really soaring again. So now people are worried. But the problem is, from my point of view, Alex, is that the numbers have now gotten so large that there is no plausible way that we can ever repay the debt. And that leads our government to one solution, which is to print lots of new dollar bills to pay our obligations. The only way we can pay for them is by inflation. And just so you'll know the extent of the problem, if you look at the income tax and the corporate tax from the last year that was collected, that was the tax that the federal government got, if you doubled that, if you increased the actual revenues by 100%, it still wouldn't have covered our deficit from last year. So there's no way that we're going to be able to contain these deficits. And obviously, if you can't contain the deficits, you're never going to repay the principal. And the total liability today, right now, Alex, for all the government's debts and for all of the things the government has promised to give people, like Medicare and Social Security, all of our future liabilities, the total bill per taxpayer is now over $1 million. So how many of those taxpayers are actually going to ever be able to finance their $1 million obligation to the federal government, and how will any of that money ever actually get paid? And that's what I'm trying to warn people about. There is no way these debts can even be financed. And if you can't finance the debts, then you have to start printing money. And that's where we are right now today.
And the cartel that controls our planet, these big financial institutions that have run us in the ground, the Madoff, Ken Lay types, I mean, they could care less because they're going to be left with all the loot. We're going to be left with all the debt. You know, I talked about quantifying it. You talk about it becoming clear that we've lost world reserve currency this year. About a week after you were on, the Russians and Chinese officially started doing trade between each other in the Chinese currency. We see gold and silver rocketing back up. I mean, when do you see it? I mean, you've pointed out the dominoes have already fallen. It's kind of like a corpse that's cooling off right now or starting to go into rigor mortis. But I mean, how do you see those phases? How do you see it becoming more evident? I mean, what's it going to look like on the street? What does it mean to the average person to lose the dollar's world reserve currency? I can't tell you how many people on the street have said, Alex, I see your show, I hear it. But, you know, I'm not in the stock market, or why should I care? Why should they care?
Well, you know, Alex, a great example of how this affects people every day in their lives is look what's happened to the price of gasoline just in the last couple months. It's gone back above $3 a gallon, at least where I buy gas here on the East Coast. And I think that's probably true nationwide on average. The gas is now above $3 a gallon again. How did that happen, Alex? Our economy hasn't grown. Demand for gasoline hasn't changed appreciably. And yet the price of gas has gone from the low $2 range all the way back over to $3.
Well, one of the top, I'm sorry to interrupt, Porter, but you're right. One of the top Shell execs said it's going to be $5 in the next year.
It will be. And what I mean, what people can't. Well, what's funny, of course, is the American people are gonna rail against the oil companies, and they're gonna blame them for higher gas prices. The oil companies have nothing to do with the global price of gasoline. You know, that's set by the supply of oil, it's set by the value of the dollar, and it's set by the amount of refineries. They haven't built a refinery in the United States since 1975. So you know, there isn't a very large increase in the ability to convert oil to gas. That's one problem with the gas price. But by far the bigger problem is that the value of the dollar is collapsing. You know, you see the price of gas go up by 50%. You see the price of gold double in 2 years. You see the price of silver triple in 2 years. When are people going to wake up and say, oh, you know what? There's some downside to all this quantitative easing. There's some downside to this creating trillions of dollars to bail out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac so that Americans could still have cheap mortgages. There are downsides to this government policy of runaway debts and money printing to pay for it. And the number one way it's going to affect people is in the grocery store and at the gas pump. And I promise you, you know, corn is at a new record price, and I'm sure the farmers think that's great. But you know what? There's going to be a big problem for a lot of people, especially the people who are on food stamps.
Yeah, a lot of folks say, well, I don't get ears of corn. Corn is a filler in almost every processed food.
That's right. And think about this. There are 40 million Americans today, not in the future, today, on food stamps. What do you think they're going to going to do when the price of food doubles again next year and they can't afford to feed their families? You think they're just going to sit in their government subsidized apartments calmly while they can't feed their children? No way. You know what's going to happen. There's going to be a huge problem with crime in the cities and with people rioting and
spending
more money for food.
Porter, I've got reports all over the country in major cities, doubling of rapes, doubling of robberies. I've got CNN articles today. It's already happening.
Yeah, and, you know, these things are really, truly just the beginning. And people have still, they have no idea what has already been baked into the cake. I mean, you cannot spend, if you're the federal government, next year you're planning to spend $4 trillion. $4 trillion you're planning to spend. You've only got taxes to cover about 25% of that. That's $3 trillion going to be added to our budget next year alone. You know, sooner or later, our creditors are going to go, forget it. We're not going to do this anymore. And then the only thing left to do is going to be totally to supply all that money by printing. Right now, you know, the quantitative easing currently underway is $600 billion, which is a lot. That's why the prices of everything are going up. But when that $600 billion goes to $1 trillion of quantitative easing, or $2 trillion of quantitative easing, things are going to get out of control really quickly.
Now, you also write extensively, and I'm reading over it, it's just excellent advice, about ways people can protect themselves. And I know you can't individually diagnose people. You can just give them general systems that have really, you know, worked in the past. You've got a wide range of, you know, deep newsletters and analysis and information. People can find out more by going to endofamericathenumber3.com and watching the free video or linking through on banners we have up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But how do people protect themselves from this unraveling?
Well, you really have, there's three things that you have to do. Number one, you have to own real money, which is gold and silver. You have to own real money because as the global monetary system collapses, because it's all based on the dollar, if that all falls apart, you know, gold and silver are going to be the only things that really hold their value and will allow you to buy anything else you need. And then the number two things are you have to invest in energy and agriculture because those global systems are going to be the ones that are most harmed by the ongoing inflation. Just one quick note, just to point out to you that what I'm saying is happening right now. If you look just in the last 3 months, shares of Monsanto, which is the big seed company that a lot of people don't like because they use genetic engineering in their seeds, and some people are very afraid of that. I'm not commenting on whether or not that's a good or a bad idea. I'm commenting on the fact that farmers around the world buy that seed because it's very productive. Their share price has gone from $45 to almost $70 in the last 3 months. There is no plausible explanation for that kind of a move and that big of a company unless you know that inflation is coming to agriculture.
Well, all the financial experts and economists we've had on have been saying for 2 years that this inflation was going to accelerate right around 2010, 2011, and now I see the headlines. 45% increase in rice, 50% in corn, 30% in this. I mean, it's going up across the board, and when I've studied hyperinflation throughout history, Porter, am I right in saying that the further you get along, the faster it moves?
Exactly, because the only way to deal with you know, these rising prices are now going to cause more credit problems, going to cause more deficit spending. It's kind of a cycle that builds on itself, Alex. And, you know, you can guarantee that the government's not going to say, no, we have to put a stop to this. We have to let companies go into default. We have to let banks fail. We have to stop spending money we don't have. In a democracy, that's never going to happen because there is no political organization that stands for sound money and sound policies. You've got the Republicans who want to cut taxes. You've got the Democrats who want to spend. And if you look at the deal they just cut last month, you see, what did they agree to do? They agreed to cut taxes and spend more. That's exactly the opposite of what we need to happen, and that's the root of this problem. There is no political consensus in this country to have sound money and to have balanced budgets.
Well, still, if you talk to the average yuppie about having sound money, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, they laugh at you. It's a type of brainwashed, received knowledge to giggle at anyone that warns them. Again, even Glenn Beck gets attacked for warning people about this. We're looking at some people that are really going to be helpless. What do you predict they're going to do? I'm worried about the government forming them into a zombie army to push for total government, total taxation of the middle class to feed them during this crisis.
I'm not saying that you're wrong about that, Alex. That might happen. But what I'm saying to you is that that will not solve the problem. If you doubled the tax revenues from last year, we still would have had a deficit. You cannot solve this fiscal problem by raising taxes. It cannot be done. The only way to solve this problem is by drastically reducing the government overhead. And we both know that'll never happen in this country because more than 50% of the people that vote don't pay taxes. So there is no way this set of incentives, this structure we have right now in our government can survive. And the way that it will be destroyed is through a massive inflation that is underway right now. As far as the yuppies laughing about people saying we need to have sound money, we need to have money backed by gold and silver, let me tell you what, it's the greatest lie that has ever been told. We convinced American people over the last 50 years that a piece of paper was more valuable and better than gold and silver. That is incredible. It's never happened before in history that the world reserve currency was backed purely by nothing. And people are going to learn an enormously painful lesson that you can't have money that's backed by nothing, because pretty soon all you're going to have is nothing.
Well, I wish you were wrong, but history is replete with examples. Every economic indicator shows you're 100% right. And Porter, I have to agree with you, not because you know your information is like some type of crystal ball prediction. It's as you said. This is the facts. This is the reality.
Yeah, it's. I wish I was wrong too. In fact, if your listeners want to look at the video I've made about all these issues to get to the details of it, you're going to see me saying repeatedly, "Look, this is the fact." I didn't make this number up. The U.S. federal spending really is $4 trillion. And, total income tax and corporate tax revenue really is only $1 trillion. So, all these numbers are there for people to consider. But the problem, as I see it, is that people don't realize that we are finally reached the point where you can't just kick the can down the road, because the rate of increase in the size of these debts and the financing costs have become sort of parabolic. I mean, the total national government debt, the federal debt, has doubled since 2000.
And as you know, Porter, that's only what's due right now.
That's only what's due right now.
Not obligations.
Right.
And for those that don't know, the website to see the free video is endofamerica3.com. And Porter Stansberry predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae years before it happened. Freddie Mac and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. And again, even the Wall Street Journal, many other publications, Kitco, say this guy's got some of the most accurate predictions out there. But as Porter has said, this isn't one of his big, complex predictions based on, a whole bunch of data. This information is all right out there in the open for everyone who wants to know the truth. And I happen to agree with him. There is not the political will or the education or the lobby out there that wants to stand for saving our economy. These are cutthroat offshore corporations that are all greedy to consolidate their bottom line and out of crises because they know what's coming. They're pre-positioned. They're going into all the raw materials for at least 5 years, into the farming stocks, into all these areas that we've been telling you to get into. And, Porter, what's going to happen as things really start to unravel faster and finally the dumbed-down masses figure out where the good investments are? Will those not create super bubbles?
I tell you what, Alex, my real fear, and I understand this sounds alarmist, and I wish it didn't, but my real big fear actually relates to oil and gas prices and the federal food stamps programs, because I don't think it's going to be very long at all before gas is over $5 a gallon. And when people can't afford to drive to work anymore, and when people can't afford to buy groceries anymore with food stamps, you're not going to just have a financial problem. You're going to have a really big societal problem. And, it's already happening in places like Atlanta. I don't know if you know this or not, but, MARTA is the big public transport system in Atlanta. And because of the fiscal crisis, they've had to cut the number of routes and the availability of the public transportation. And that's resulted in a lot of people not being able to get to their, to get to work. And so, you see that now the airport workers, a lot of them have to sleep in the airport at night just to be at work the next morning because the buses don't start running until 7 o'clock instead of they used to start, you know, at 5 in the morning. So you've already beginning to see at the edges these things fraying, you know, these things coming apart.
And by the way, it's 43 million people now on food stamps. I mean, it's
right,
growing.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, there are only roughly about 100 million American households. So you got to think to yourself, is 40%, are 40% of the households in America on food stamps? What has happened to our country? You know, this whole big lie, Alex, that we could all live at the expense of our neighbors, that somebody should pay for our mortgage, someone else should pay for our food, somebody else should pay for our gas, all this stuff. I mean, it's just a giant lie. And it's all falling apart right now on the cold reality of that we cannot finance our debts anymore.
All right, I want to talk about generally what you're recommending people to protect themselves, but it's all covered in more detail at endofamerica3.com. And we've got banners up on Infowars.com to this video because it's so important right now. If you want to go check it out, watch the video, send the link out to folks because we need to face up to what we're in the middle of.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
We're back live. We've got two-time Super Bowl champ from the Dallas Cowboys, Mark Stepnoski, joining us. with a big announcement coming up in the next hour, along with an engineer to talk about some 9/11 issues. But I'm going to hold our guest 5 minutes into the next hour with us because it's impossible to have Porter Stansberry on for just 30 minutes. There's so much I can talk about with this guy. I had him on for an hour and a half a few weeks ago. But, Porter, I was asking you, you during the break, what do you want to cover? Solutions? But I know those are so technical, folks should go check out the video that's free at endofamerica3.com. Or do you want to get into some of the things you see that are going to unravel? And you said, how about a little bit of both? Let's get into the municipal situation. Those are already going bankrupt all over, and it's only accelerating.
Yeah, I don't think really people understand the scope of the municipal debt problem. I was talking with a guy whose name I can't share with you. It was a confidential interview. But I can tell you that he was the head of the muni desk at Citigroup for the past 20 years. And he personally brokered $20, $30 billion worth of high-yield municipal debt. I mean, if you want to talk to a guy who knows where all the bodies are buried, this is the guy. And what he told me was not surprising, really, but it clarified what the problem is going to be. The problem won't necessarily be with what they call the general obligation bonds of the states and the cities, because those bonds are going to be pretty well protected by tax revenues. But that's not the but even though those are pretty safe, that's not even most of the debt that's out there. Most of the debt that's out there are these project bonds, where if a government wanted to build like a shopping center or a parking garage or a football stadium, something like that, they would issue these bonds that were not backed by the state. They were only backed by the revenue of that project. And all these bonds are defaulting. And it's kind of like the equivalent of subprime debt in housing, these project bonds that state and various municipalities issued. And they're going to be a huge problem. And here's what's funny. You'll get a kick out of this. A lot of these bonds have the same structure as actual subprime debt, meaning that they have a variable interest rate component to them, so that as interest rates go up, all these bonds are going to default. And this is going to cause an enormous problem. It's a $3 trillion market. And so, you know, no one really knows what the solution is, but I can tell you this. If you are an investor in muni bonds, you have to know whether or not you have these project bonds in your portfolio, and there's really no good way to find out.
And what does it mean for people that are retired firefighters, police, teachers, city workers? I mean, this is going to it sounds like we haven't seen one one-hundredth of the crisis.
No, we haven't. I'll give you a great example. You probably know that they built a huge new football stadium up in New Jersey in the Meadowlands Complex area.
Yes.
Okay, they just built a huge new stadium. Did you know this? They never paid for the old stadium. All of the debt that was outstanding to build the old stadium is still in place. Not a single penny of the principal was ever repaid, and the taxpayers of the state of New Jersey are still paying interest on the old stadium debt. So they built a new stadium without even finish paying for the old stadium. And this is a quintessential example of how municipal finance has gone on all across the country.
And that's just one of tens of thousands of counties and cities and towns and all the debts they've racked up. I mean, we're in trouble.
The next year, this is going to be the biggest financial story. And, of course, it's just a prelude to what's going to happen. Because, Alex, you can know what's going to happen, right? The states are going to come in and guarantee all this project debt. Because if they don't, they're going to get completely excluded from the credit markets forever, and the state will go bankrupt. Sooner or later, though, a state will go bankrupt. My bet is Illinois.
And they're going to lose their credit rating. Then the cost is going to go up.
New Jersey, it's just going to be a domino. And guess who's going to have to come in and save the states?
Federal government, then they're going to lose the credit rating. Then the cost of debt goes up even more, compounding it.
Yeah, so guys like you and me are going to end up having to pay for all the idiocy of Chicago and all the idiocy of New Jersey and all the idiocy of California. And are we going to stand for it?
We better not. Stay there, Porter. Man, I wish we had 10 hours with this guy. Unbelievable.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.